Chapter 5. A choking sound escaped Evan's lips as he stared at the empty cage. His eyes darted frantically around the room. "Cuddles? Cuddles?" he called in a frightened voice. "Why am I shouting?" he asked himself, spinning around in a total panic. "The dumb hamster doesn't know its name." He heard footsteps out in the hall. "Mr. Murphy? No, please, no," Evan pleaded silently. "Don't let it be Mr. Murphy. Don't let him return till I have Cuddles safely back in his cage." Cuddles was Mr. Murphy's most precious possession. He told the class this time and time again. Evan knew that if anything happened to Cuddles, Mr. Murphy would be on Evan's case for the rest of the year. No, for the rest of his life. Evan froze in the center of the room, listening hard. The footsteps passed by the room. Evan started breathing again. "Cuddles? Where are you, Cuddles?" he called in a trembling voice. "I have some delicious sunflower seeds for you." He spotted the furry brown and white creature on the chalk tray under the front chalkboard. "There you are, I see you," Evan whispered, tiptoeing toward it. Cuddles was busily chewing on something, a small piece of white chalk. Evan tiptoed closer. "I have seeds for you, Cuddles," he whispered. "Much tastier than chalk." Cuddles held the stick of chalk with his front paws, turning it as he chewed. Evan crept closer, closer. "Look, seeds!" He held the plastic seed cup toward the hamster. Cuddles didn't look up. Evan crept closer and closer, close enough to dive forward and miss. The hamster dropped the chalk and scampered down the chalk tray. Evan made another frantic grab and came up with nothing but air. Letting out a frustrated groan, Evan saw the hamster dive to the floor and scamper behind Mr. Murphy's desk. The hamster's feet skidded and slid on the linoleum floor, its toenails clicking loudly. "You can't get away, you're too fat," Evan cried. He dropped to his knees and peered under the desk. He could see Cuddles staring back at him from the darkness. The animal was breathing rapidly, its sides swelling with each breath. "Don't be scared," Evan whispered soothingly. "I'm going to put you back in your nice, safe cage." He crawled quickly to the desk. The hamster stared back at him, breathing hard. It didn't move until Evan reached for him. Then Cuddles scampered away, his tiny paws sliding on the floor. Evan jumped angrily to his feet. "Cuddles, what's your problem?" he demanded loudly. "This isn't a stupid game." It wasn't a game at all, Evan knew. If he didn't get the hamster back in the cage, Mr. Murphy would flunk him for sure, or suspend him from school, or get his family kicked out of Atlanta. "Calm down," Evan urged himself. "Don't panic." He took a deep breath and held it. Then he saw the hamster on the window ledge just inside the open window. "Okay, Evan, go ahead and panic now," he told himself. This was definitely panic time. He tried to call to the hamster, but his voice came out a choked whisper. Swallowing hard, Evan edged slowly toward the window ledge. "Come here, Cuddles," he whispered. "Please, Cuddles, come here." Closer, closer, almost close enough to reach the hamster. Almost close enough. "Don't move, Cuddles, don't move." He reached out his hand slowly, slowly. Cuddles glanced back at him with his soft black eyes. Then, the hamster jumped out of the window.